Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the championship college football pick'em show, everybody. Here we go, dude. Here we go. This is what you've all waited for. All right, this is what we're putting all the money on at mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Doubling that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I actually get more excited for this weekend than I do the actual CFP, I think. What about you, D'Anthony?
Are you asking them when I get excited?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think everyone knows.
Yeah, probably the wrong question to ask you there. When do you gamble the most, I should say? On this weekend or CFP?
Well, there's more games this weekend.
And there is.
I think the we'll see. I mean, probably more this weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the CFP, well, one, it's only three games. But bowl season, obviously, we bet on so much. So I guess it depends on, like, if you're going to segment off just the CFP, probably this. But if you include all the bowl season, I make so many weird bets for the bowls. Also, they go for what, like 3 weeks basically. Yeah. So there's a lot of shit going on there, but definitely this is one of the best times of the year. I think this is like the consequences here are higher than they are for bowl season for sure.
Not
the CFP, but for all the bowl season, the consequences are quite a bit higher here. So it's just more interesting to bet on shit, I think.
I agree. And we talked about this on Monday morning recap. I actually predicted the entire list here going into this weekend. Look, right off the jump here, if Georgia, Michigan, Washington, and Florida State win, all of this is a fucking moot point anyways. Mm-hmm. And they can all play their way in. That's what you hope for at the end of every year,
I guess. Yeah. But I think
for those guys,
I think Oregon's going to win and I think the rest is going to be chalk. So that's going to create a conundrum, I suppose. Oregon will have, I guess, avenged its only loss, and it'll be a conference champion, and you'll have Texas, who's got the most quality win of the season, who's also a conference one loss champion.
Well, I'll bring that up because here's the interesting part about this. Let's say it is chalk and Georgia does beat Alabama. Alabama would then have two losses and they'll fall past Penn State. They'll probably go to 11 or 12, I would imagine.
I don't think you're going to. I don't think
they're going to drop low Penn State.
Well, we'll see about that. I don't know about that.
It depends on how bad the loss is, because they almost lost to Auburn.
Yeah, but I don't think what you're getting at is the quality of that win for Texas.
Yes.
Going to Tuscaloosa against this Alabama team that was 11-1 coming in and lost to the presumptive national champion, that's not going to hurt them, I don't think.
Well, the other interesting part about Texas in particular, and I said, look, I thought they would fuck these guys, is the spread jumped last night. If you're at Texas, I think you got to win by 40 fucking points this weekend.
It jumped by a full point overnight.
Exactly.
That's a lot.
As soon as the rankings came out. Because the one thing that has happened in the past, and again, I'll use Ohio State as this example, is Urban Meyer had to run those guys out of the fucking building. It was Wisconsin that year, and he hung 56 on them. And I think the rumor was, looking at the computer models and all that other shit, that they had to win by 50 points, I think it was, or 45 or something like that. And they did it, and then he kept his defense on the field, so they didn't score any. Texas could be in a similar situation here.
What I think the best-case scenario for college football is not chalk. I think it's Oregon wins and Florida State loses. right? Then you put Oregon and Texas in because Oregon, Texas, Michigan, Georgia, those are competitive games.
Yep.
I don't think – I think Michigan can beat anybody in that field, or I think Michigan can probably beat Texas. I think they probably would beat Texas. I don't know that they could beat Georgia or Oregon. So, like, and the Georgia-Oregon matchup is what we really want, in my opinion. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Which it may end up being the first round, too, which kind of sucks. So
yeah, and by the way, Texas fans, as an Ohio State fan, I'm saying I don't think Ohio State deserves to be in just simply because of the inconsistent quarterback play the entire year. I don't even want to see it as a fan. Like, I don't want to see McCord in a national championship or on a CFP. I would love for Texas to jump Ohio State and take that playoff slot simply because another loss like that with this fucking guy at quarterback, I don't want to see it. I don't care what the ratings are for all these teams and shit. But for whatever reason, and this has gone on for years, they've hated the Big 12 and their schedule and everything else. And it was much debated last night after these rankings dropped.
Who's they? You mean Texas or the CFP?
Just the sports pundits in general. I mean,
they've made the playoff terrible. The Big 12 is responsible for on the wrong TCU. End, like half the blowout. Oklahoma, too.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you got.
I know.
All right. Well, let's not put it on TCU last year. Let's put it on fucking Michigan for not beating TCU.
That's a good point, too.
Well, you can put it on Connor Stallions for thinking he had the right signals when he didn't.
Well, and, TCU apparently changed their signals a week before. So
they did, yeah. After Ohio State called them. And the coach did an awesome interview about it. Even then, that guy said he couldn't stop the run game for Michigan, which was interesting on short yardage downs. But anyways, as this continues along here, I think Texas has got to win by 30-plus, I would say, to jump it.
To
jump Ohio State.
No.
No.
Just win.
I don't think so.
Yes. You're crazy.
Win versus an idle team, yeah, they're gonna hop.
Did you guys listen to anybody last night? Did you watch any of those shows last night regarding this? Like, everybody was stunned.
I don't give a shit what they said. Ohio State has one good win on the season.
Look, I'm with you. You don't have to argue against me.
They have their only good win is against Penn State, and that is a one-dimensional team.
I agree.
They are only ranked because of their fucking defense.
That Notre Dame wins better than the Penn State win.
Notre Dame's not ranked, though.
Yeah, they're ranked.
They shouldn't be. They're ranked because of their TV schedule. They're 9-3. Come on, man.
Yeah. But they're coming in at 15 there. The other part about this is who was Texas's other signature win behind besides Alabama?
Kansas and K-State, but they're neither one of those are ranked anymore.
Kansas State's ranked.
Kansas State is ranked.
Oh, Kansas State's back in. Shit.
Yeah.
What number are they?
25.
Wow. But they're going to stay there.
Texas is.
So that's safe, right?
It is.
They're not playing again.
Yeah. So is Penn State.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting because Texas has the best win in the country by far. No question about it at all. Ohio State, however, its two best wins are probably it's weird because Texas's second best win is kind of a huge drop off, but its first best win is much better than any win Ohio State.
And then
State
if
has.
They win this week, they'll beat the number 18 team in the country.
But let's say Georgia absolutely fucking demolishes Alabama. Then what? Then what is that win worth, and how far?
Then it
will
makes
Alabama
it easier
drop?
To push Texas out.
If it's a big win for Georgia,
I think it makes it easier. But also, what if if Alabama beats Georgia? I think both might get in.
And that's the other part about this, which I was going to get to.
You're not going to have to worry about that. Alabama has no chance to beat Georgia.
But if they do, and the way that these times match up here, I think the game's at 3:00. Then you have all out fucking chaos the rest of the evening, because then the debate is this: you got a one loss Alabama SEC champion. You can't leave them out because you got a one-loss Georgia.
Not if they beat the number one team.
Didn't win the SEC championship. So, and I'd also have a hard time keeping Georgia out with 29 consecutive wins. Like, I don't know how you would keep both of those teams out.
There's precedent for that. The number one team in the country losing their conference championship and then staying in the CFP has happened before.
It did with Ohio State and Michigan.
And it'll happen again this year.
It happened Georgia, 2 years with Georgia. 2 years ago.
Yeah, two years ago with
Georgia.
But
they'll definitely strategize to make it so it's not a rematch immediately in the playoffs. So
Georgia will go to three probably.
Yeah. And then Alabama will be one or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. But then who gets pushed out there? Texas?
Well,
Texas
or Oregon? If Oregon doesn't, whomever between Oregon and Texas doesn't blow out their respective team. I think it's more likely that Texas blows out Oklahoma State.
All right, now here's the weirdest pitch for you guys, okay?
If Washington actually wins?
No. If Florida
State, they're in, they gotta be.
If Florida State wins, because they're currently the one at four. Washington's at three, so they're higher up. But if it's Florida State at four, Georgia loses to Alabama, Michigan is expected to roll. I don't think any of us have any delusions about that. Then what?
Georgia gets in over Florida State, and the world
they
burns.
Push out an undefeated no Florida way. State.
Yep, yep. That's no the way. Only scenario where an undefeated Florida State gets pushed out is by Georgia.
There's no way, dude.
How fucking wild would that? I mean, people would riot. Yeah,
that'd be a big issue. Just not just Tallahassee, the entire ACC would get fucking mad about that. They would feel the same way that American felt when UCF got boned.
Yeah.
Or at least they feel like they got boned or whatever, right?
But I also feel that, look, Georgia winning 29 in a row is also worth something in this discussion. I know it's a year-by-year thing, but, I mean, Jesus Christ. How long can they not lose a game?
I think Georgia's in no matter what.
Yeah, probably.
I think so, too. But if you push out an undefeated Florida State, shit gets wild.
Florida State, if they win this game, like, fucking 14-10 or something.
They're Florida still, State? Gross. Yeah. There's going to be a problem.
But I mean, they're still undefeated?
Because the offense is – they got some problems, right?
Yeah.
The problem being they're –
quarterback
first three
dead.
Quarterbacks are all dead or whatever.
And so. Rodemaker looked awful.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Against a bad Florida
and
defense.
Then Louisville looked like shit last week too. So this could be just like a bang 'em up fucking weird ass game. It's 45 degrees in Tallahassee or in Charlotte for this. Florida State's not used to playing in that weather, no. Right?
The committee kind of changes every year too what they do it on. And they'll just be like, yeah, I mean, given the circumstances without a starting quarterback, Florida State, in our opinion, is not a top 14.
Well, so here's the other interesting part about Florida State is last week they were 5, and they said it was because of the quarterback, and that clearly affected their decision. But then they slotted them back up to 4 this week. Yeah, what changed?
Well, I mean, that was a pretty – I feel like they were pretty dominant against Florida. Now, Florida sucks, right? But they went to what
swamp.
Do you call it? The Swamp and beat – Florida's got good players. They just don't have – their quarterback was out as well, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like you went into a bad matchup and still made it work. Defense played pretty well for Florida State. I don't know.
I think
maybe that's it.
They did it because they want the Oregon-Washington game to be a playing game.
Well, the fun thing about that, too, is, again, the way these are scheduled, that's Friday night. So you're going to have that answer on Friday night and that answer alone, which then that'll lead you all in to Saturday – because whatever the fuck happens with that, then you're going to be rooting for an entirely different set of teams on Saturday based on that Friday night game, and it's awesome. This is the 1 year, at least TV schedule-wise, they got it correct, and they buried that Michigan game at 8 o'clock because I think the spread is 24 in that game, and everybody's going to be watching the Florida State's Louisville game there.
I think the over-under for team points for Iowa's 6.5.
Is it really?
It's like, will they score under. A touchdown?
Their first half over under, this is no bullshit.
0.5.
It opened at 0.5.
You're kidding.
It's nope. 0.5.
There's no way. Is that real?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, their first half over under opened at 0.5.
Shit. But I mean, something. I might take the
they're
over.
They're not even hoping for a field goal?
I might take the over.
I'll
just
take the over.
Because like something weird happens, like a fumble.
Anything.
Field goal. Yeah. Just a weird. You start looking at kickers there. But yeah, running down this schedule here. Oregon Washington is 8 o'clock game on Friday night. The entire world will be watching that. I think it's a win or get in game, just based on how good I think Oregon is. I mean, I think Oregon's amazing. Obviously, Washington's undefeated, so
yeah.
they win their in either way. But because of how good Oregon is, and knowing that loss, they should have won by 2 scores against Washington, but their coach fucked it up. I think that's going to have something to do with it as well. And then. You start off at noon the next day with Oklahoma State versus Texas. So Texas themselves, they're going to have an answer about which one of these guys is in. What they don't want is Washington to go in it undefeated, right? Because that'll suck up a slot.
Washington or Florida State, but they're going to have to wait on that one. So if Oregon wins, Texas knows. I think Texas they don't know, really.
Damn, but this spread just jumped another half a point.
They Texas is more sure their fate is in their own hands if Oregon wins that game.
So, right? Honestly, Texas is, yes. No, I disagree. I think Texas should be rooting for all chalk and then Florida State upset. If Texas gets all chalk and a Florida State upset, they're in.
And I think if Texas wins big in this one,
but that game's later, so they won't know that.
Right.
Yeah. And then on the ticketing perspective for us, these prices have jumped because this is in Jerry World. So Texas fans are all going to fucking Jerry World for this game. And
for what it's worth, it's not that long of a drive from Stillwater either.
It's not, but you know, typically when you have a spread this high of 15.5 in a stadium that seats 90,000, the prices aren't this high. So Texas, at least their fan base, knows the stakes in this one of like, hey, we got to go in there and do it. This would be what, their first return to the CFP in how many years?
Since 2005,
they've never made it to the CFP.
They won a BCS in 2005. But yeah. That's, what was that, Vince?
They played in the national championship in 11, I think. 11,
yeah.
But they've never been in the CFP. So this would be the first for them. And they're all in there. And then, you know, immediately after that is Georgia-Alabama. So the Georgia-Alabama game's at 4 o'clock. If Alabama upsets Georgia, fucking Twitter might burn to the ground. Everything might burn to the ground because I don't know what you do there. It's going to fuck over probably two teams.
You're not going to have to worry about that. Georgia's going to beat Alabama by two scores.
I think so, too. We'll get to that in a second.
Because they are like markedly better at every facet of the game. Literally every facet. There's not one thing Alabama's better than Georgia at.
I agree.
Not one.
I agree. And we've seen them in person. So
except for maybe Milroe throwing the ball between 35 and 50 yards. He might be better than Beck at that particular thing, but as a quarterback, he's not better.
God, Beck's numbers, dude, are quietly disgusting, dude. Mm-hmm. 3,500 yards and 22 touchdowns for this guy, and he's invisible. Very, very strange.
That's because you can't. Bob, pull up a picture of Carson Beck.
I know.
He's young, too.
He is. He's a junior.
Yeah, but if he was cool and flashy, like he would get all the fucking hype.
Yeah.
It's just simply based on his looks.
If he looked like Joe Burrow, he would be on TV every single day. But he doesn't. He looks like Lemony Snicket or some shit.
I bet he gets all the Heisman hype next year.
Look at his face.
He should this year. Let's be fucking honest about it.
Oh, my God, dude. Now, they did him dirty here. That's a bad picture.
Oh.
He's about to say an F word of some sort. Not fuck, necessarily.
Frank.
But he's about to say something that starts with F in his chin.
We fought real hard.
He looks like Simple Jack.
Make me happy. God, he's an ugly motherfucker, dude. Look at his head.
White breast.
He's got ridges on his forehead. Oof. It's like, all right, dude, are you a spokesperson for Geico? What the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, that's
but great quarterback.
Great quarterback.
Likely though to be good in the NFL as well.
Yeah, look, Peyton Manning had some troubles with his forehead too, bro, so you'll be all right.
Well, that was HGH, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Is that what happens?
From the time, like, Peyton kind of had a big head in college, and by the time he was halfway through his NFL career, you could fucking park your car under that thing.
Dan, how dare you throw those accusations out?
Excuse me, it was for his wife. My bad.
It was for his wife.
Get the fuck out of here.
If it makes your head any bigger, I can't get my head any bigger. I shouldn't take it then. But Michigan,
it makes everything bigger.
Oh, does it really?
Well, yeah, your hog as well. Yeah.
All right. Then I'm in.
If you just inject it right into your hog, that might work.
A Weinstein?
Ipamorlin.
Oh, dude, I'll do a fucking Weinstein shot. Michigan, Iowa is at 8 o'clock. No, nobody gives a fuck about this game, obviously.
Are you kidding me? This could be the fucking best game of the
Michigan's
day.
It could be if Michigan doesn't score, but I don't see that happening.
The funniest possible thing that could happen is Iowa.
If Michigan could you imagine, dude, if
there's like a defensive touchdown for Iowa or something early, that's going to make this game really fun.
Yeah.
To be honest, I know it's kind of meaningless from this perspective so far. But one little thing goes wrong, a muffed punt or something, anything.
Tickets are $40 for a championship game.
Because Iowa, they have the two things down, right? Special teams, defense. Mm. It's just their offense is so abysmal.
I know. And you know what? They chunk out like NFL players, man. The tight ends. Look at their tight ends over the years, man. I mean, that they've been able to pump out.
I know. Should they just punt or kick a field goal any chance they get?
Decent running backs? I don't
just
understand.
Just hand the ball to the other team and then try to strip sack them.
Yeah.
Do they just not have the money to hire an OC? Like, I don't really get it.
No, they're not that good. They're not very good. They beat up on the fucking Big Ten West, which is a bunch of dog shit teams.
Right.
The teams that are usually supposed to be good that make sure Iowa has four losses are Minnesota, right?
Uh-huh.
And Wisconsin, and from time to time, Nebraska. Northwestern pops up every now and again. They're okay.
Right.
They just all happened to suck this year, so Iowa's at the top. Iowa lost 31-0 to Penn State.
They also make up
They're going to get beat by 40 fucking points this game. It's going to be so funny.
Their entire roster is like two stars, and they just get the most out of everybody.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, the coach is great, but
I actually liked Iowa when I went there.
If they beat Michigan, we've said it, but if they beat Michigan, we will acknowledge that Iowa is a real state. But until then, and then that's not going to happen, so I feel comfortable saying that.
Yeah, same here.
The over-under is 35.5. I'll take the over probably in that, just because I think Michigan's going to score 40. 45. Yeah.
And then you got the 8 o'clock game here with Louisville, Florida State. Now, if Georgia beats Alabama like you and I think they will, all eyes are on this 8 o'clock game, including myself. Like, you're not going to peel me off the goddamn couch that evening because I want to watch this. That could break a lot of hearts that night. It's going to either way.
To be honest, I don't know that it's clear that Florida State is the better team in this matchup.
I mean, because of quarterbacks, but
Louisville fucking handled Notre Dame earlier this year. Yeah. I mean, handled them big time. They fucking shut out Duke, right? Who is a pretty, for an ACC mid team, I mean, they're pretty fucking good this year.
Duke had a good year. Their coach just got hired by A&M. Like, you know, they had a good year.
They lost to Pitt.
They had a couple of hiccups. And last week, losing to fucking Kentucky, that's probably what, just looking forward to the fucking.
It's a legit
filled rivalry game, and Kentucky, for what
it was a home game too. You got to win that.
100%. 100%. They shouldn't have lost, but I mean, Kentucky, for what it's worth, like, not a great team, but like, good enough to jump up and bite a Louisville who is also like overrated.
Yeah. But Florida State went on the road. I mean, granted, the conditions are so much different because neither team had a quarterback and shit, but still, I don't think there's a huge gap between Louisville and Florida State. This is the one that is definitely losable. Right.
Oh yeah.
Of maybe Washington handles Oregon. Maybe. Yeah. I think Oregon's a better team, but Washington's played pretty well this year.
Penix has heart, dude. Yeah. He never gives up. I saw it as a freshman. It's Indiana, man. That fucking kid will play till the end and never give up. So
I guess question is, are you going to see a Trevor Lawrence moment out of this kid, Rodemaker from Florida State? You know what I mean? Is a freshman with little experience going to step up and really do something in a big game? If he does,
he's not a freshman. He's been there for a while.
He's like a redshirt sophomore, so he's been there for 3 years.
Has he been there for 3 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, fuck. I
think he's a redshirt sophomore. Is that right? I believe so. Fucking retard. I just looked and I can't remember now.
He's a junior. No redshirt.
Same age.
Yeah, 3 years.
All right.
But this is his first year of getting any playing time, right?
No, yeah.
He's had a scrape here and there.
A little bit, yeah. He's probably started maybe one game in his life.
Right.
Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah. Looking ahead here after all these games, and obviously we'll get to the picks after we go over last week's wins and losses here. Serious question, this is for everybody here. With going to 12 teams next year, is there a need for any other bowl games at that point? Because I don't know how financially you'd be able to make them successful anymore.
Yes, what are you talking about? Bowl games are awesome.
I realize you like them, and as a gambler, I like them too, but are people going to watch enough? Because that's the problem they're having now. Yes. I don't know if you've seen what's happening with sponsorship deals around the country for these bowl games. They gave Jimmy Kimmel a bowl. Barstool Sports now has a bowl. I think Barstool only paid $250,000 for it.
What else are you going to do during the week?
Shaq? Yeah. I believe it's Shaq has a bowl game now.
That's fine. What do you think people watch more of, football or not football?
It's football.
Well, I mean, with the NFL, the way that it's stretched out now from Monday to Thursday and all that other shit.
These are bowl games on Tuesdays, on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I would watch Butthole State play fucking Shitville.
You're home for the holidays.
Over the fucking, like, some dog shit NFL game that no one cares about. I would watch college football over the NFL basically every time.
And that you can also strategize all these bowl games to have rivalries, like UCF. I would love to play USF in a bowl game this year.
Well, okay, so if you were going to change it to be like that, I think that would be awesome. So there used to be traditions with all these bowl games. You go back to the Rose Bowl. It used to be Pac-12 winner versus Big Ten winner. Sugar Bowl was SEC versus somebody. Like, it used to be fun like that. I think if you restructured the bowls for that format, now that would be fucking dope, dude.
I don't give a fuck about any of this shit.
It's also a great way
to see. I think that would be fun, actually.
I care about the CFP, kind of, and that's it.
You get to see guys that are probably, because a bunch of people sit out the bowl game, so you get to see like the next crop, right? Like the freshmen, the sophomores that are going to play next year. You get an early preview.
So I used to come with you, Dan. I used to care. And then when these players started sitting out, all the good ones for the NFL, then I was watching these bowl games with the second tier kids. It felt like a spring training game where it was like, all right, let's test out the talent for the next year.
Yeah.
You don't really know who's going to win. And it's hard to pin a loss on one of these schools
I don't think
when
the
their
win,
guys aren't there.
Yeah, I don't think the win-loss part of it is the biggest part. I think it's just, you know, yeah, for scouting purposes, I guess, for next year. It's something to look into, but I can watch the highlights too. I don't have to be there to watch the game. And for the purposes of the bowl games, or the purpose of all of football, which is to be a TV show, right? Mm-hmm. And a TV show is designed to market a product. And in this case, the product is, sure, whatever they're marketing game day, but it's really gambling now.
Yep.
Right? That doesn't market it. And I'm not going to gamble on games with fucking true freshmen playing that I've never heard of, because I don't. Like, I'll watch it out of curiosity, especially if it's like, oh, did you hear about this team? So, you know, ESPN owns all this now. They own ESPN, the media, the films media company as well. They should be doing profiles on the four and five star guys who are waiting in the wings, that they like talk to the universities like, hey, your guys are coming out in the draft, right? You think you'll start this guy in this bowl game you're going to have? Cool, we're going to do like a little piece on it or something like that. Do something to get people fucking interested in it.
Yeah.
Because the way they're doing it now, if you can buy a bowl game for $250,000, I'm probably not going to watch it, man, to be honest.
Yeah. Because I think that bowl game too was also on Borstal's website. That was the only way to watch it.
It was exclusive, that's why they did it.
But, for $250K, but no, hey, full disclosure.
But they didn't make their money back on that.
No, but if we had the money for Hard AF Seltzer to do that, I would do it in 10 seconds.
No, I, there's no way I would.
Just because of the hilariousness of it and the content and everything else.
I wouldn't host it. I wouldn't host it on a website somewhere.
No,
fuck that.
Me neither. I would rather it be on television anywhere. No. Fucking put it on CW. And by the way, I bring up CW because the ratings for those ACC games, holy shit, dude. Even those are bringing in fucking eyeballs.
It's football. You guys watch regular season NBA. You're going to watch a bowl game.
You know what's funny is I stopped watching regular season NBA. I haven't watched one game this year.
I haven't either.
But I've watched all the football games.
I watched, that's not true. I watched a little bit of Wimby, and I've watched a little bit of Chet Holmgren, and that's it.
I haven't.
Those are the only two things that I've really tuned into this
year.
I'll
check into it around the All-Star break, and that's when I kind of kick into the NBA. But, you know, going back to your thing about entertainment and the ratings, the Eagles ratings on Sunday nights. My God, dude, just put the best teams up there. You're going to get it. Did you see those numbers? Telco?
Yeah, but there's a reason why the games are on at like middle of the day, right? So like the 3 o'clock game, that is one of the bigger games. It's the national game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the afternoon game, but the ratings for a Sunday night game can be way bigger if you put two great teams in it. The Eagles and Bills drew 31 million fucking people on Sunday night. I mean, it's at that Sunday game. What time was that game? It was the night game, right?
No. It was 3 o'clock.
Yeah, it was a 3 o'clock game, right? 31 million game. Fucking people there. And then it bled into that bullshit. Who was the Sunday night game? It was bullshit. It was an awful fucking game.
It was Chargers Ravens.
Yes, that got fucking 23 million, where you're like, what?
Well, what are you going to watch, man?
No, I know.
What's on TV now?
I understand that. But I think that feeds into it as well, where Hollywood has collapsed. You've got these live sports, and then you're gambling on it. And to Dan's point, ESPN now owns one of the biggest gambling sites there is, an ESPN Bet over there. It's dog shit, but they own it, which means it's owned by Disney and ABC and all the other conglomerates.
Also, the competition is no longer finite. You know what I mean? Like, if I get bored with whatever, if I look down the list of games, I'm like, I don't care about any of this. I can just go watch fucking South Park. Every episode that's ever been made, every movie that's ever been made in the history of fucking human beings, every television episode that's ever been made, I can go watch any of those things. Or I can watch porn or YouTube or whatever the fuck else, right? We're living in a different world now, so they got to up their game marketing-wise is what I'm saying.
Yes, I agree.
Like, I think it's better for not just the sport, that's obvious, and for the media company, but I think it's better for entertainment value for the consumer if they do a better job of marketing this stuff, because it is interesting. Instead of like there's a place for fiction. I like it. I like watching weird shit like South Park, The Office, and shit like that in movies. But actual human beings doing actual human being shit is better for your brain, probably, right?
Yeah, I feel that mentally all the time where I'm like, I want to be connected to the world right now.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, so I would do that when I was work from home. There's actually a huge thing. Before I worked here, I was work from home for the last
year. Pop in a camera, Bob.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, I was like, dude, I can't just fucking sit here and watch like repeats or of something or like the
it
Food
feels
Network.
Like your time just gets vacuumed away.
I'm the
right.
same way.
So
dude.
I would,
I'm the
I
same
would,
way.
If there were sports on
like
during
spring
the day,
training baseball, man.
Spring
training,
I'd watch
anything.
Wimbledon, or if yeah. there was none of that on, I would literally just, I hate cable news, but I would have like CNBC on because yeah. yep. it's a little less infotainment. Yeah. Anyway, we have some breaking news.
What do we got?
Huge breaking news in the world of football. The kid in the headdress at the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
A Native American.
No way.
Well, that's what his mom says. But there's a lot of white moms that say, oh,
no,
you're
no, no,
part
no, no,
Indian.
No. His grandfather is literally in the native government of...
Oh, shit.
Sue Deadspin into oblivion. I hate Deadspin.
Hold on. This is where it came out. The
where's Peter Thiel to fund this fucking lawsuit?
Exactly.
This is his grandfather.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
He's a real one, dude. American.
Chief fucking running beard over here.
Look at that guy. He looks like he's on Yellowstone.
He's a handsome looking fucker right
sure
there.
Sure is.
Look
that, is that is
Chumash Indians. I like that.
That guy's done some hard ass shit.
And
that,
we just had, what was it, Native Heritage Day, what, 3 or 4 days ago? I think it was on Sunday, right?
Yeah, but yeah. we already have people on Twitter arguing whether or not it's valid that his grandfather is a native and how native the kid is, which is insane.
Oh, what, does he got to, like, fucking grow up wearing the feathers? He's wearing them at the fucking game. He's a Chiefs fan. What else do you want?
I know.
God damn, man.
I know.
He's at least, like, 25%, right? Like
At least. Yeah.
He's got to be a quarter.
Which, by the way, to get free college, you only have to be a 16th or something
sure
like that.
Sure do. Elizabeth Warren style.
Well, she was 132,000th, I think.
Oh, was that what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. They just messed up the math on that. They should let the agents handle that one.
Exactly. Before we get to the sponsors, I got a quick round horn question for all you guys here. Who's the top four that you want to see? Not who you think deserves it or anything else, but who you actually want to see in the playoffs for college football.
I think we all have the same.
I don't.
Georgia, Michigan, Oregon, Texas. That's
yes.
who I want to see.
Yes.
Okay.
Look, the only true Final Four to steal Dan's take from earlier.
Don't start with Missouri, dude. I promise.
Oh,
you.
Yeah.
I'll
yeah.
throw it's this fucking honestly, knife at you. I swear to God.
It's Georgia, Bama, Missouri, Ole Miss, all the other teams.
ASA.
What are you fucking, Paul? Are you Paul Feinbaum
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah.
Do we all have the same four? I've got Georgia, Michigan, Oregon and Texas.
Yes, we all have the same.
Those are the
all
teams.
The same
that,
okay.
Those are the teams I want to see.
Same.
But I mean, you know, and maybe that's confirmation bias. I think they're the best team, so that's what I want to see. I don't want to see any more Cincinnati's or TCU's or any of that bullshit. You know what I mean? Or even Notre Dame's, because every time Notre Dame is right. like, oh, they're having a great year. They got it this year. Blown out in the first round of the CFP every single fucking year.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma sucks, dude.
Oklahoma. Just,
anytime they fucking manage to back their way into the CFP, they get fucking annihilated.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
The one thing that I'm going to have a hard time with, because we all agree on the same four teams that we want to see in there.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm going to have a hard time with mentally is if Bama beats Georgia, who's left out there? And that'll be a tough one.
Texas. Probably.
Oof. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I think. I think it'll be Texas because they only have the two ranked. Well, I guess, yeah, they'll only have the. Well, I guess it'll be three because Oklahoma State's ranked too.
Yes. Yeah.
That means Bama will jump from 8 to 4 there.
I think people put too much weight on the number next to the name to an extent. Like beating Bama should jump at least 4 spots if they beat the number one team in the country. You know what I mean? Like that should be a huge jump.
Yep. Yeah. And they're, look, Bama's also 8-0 in the SEC. So, like.
With great wins.
I know.
I mean, they lost to Texas at home, and that is...
LSU is a motherfucker to play, dude. I mean, let's be honest. That's the best player in the country. Mm-hmm. You and I got to see him in person, torched it in the first half, and the Florida State's defense picked it up in the second half. I watched him because I had a lot of money on that Missouri game as well and the Alabama game. That fucking offense of LSU, dude, is a bitch to go up against, man.
And they kind of got lucky because Daniels got hurt in the second half.
He did, yeah.
But in terms of strength of schedule, I want to say Bama. Where's Alabama? Hold on a sec on ESPN.
But as far as the Heisman is concerned,
LSU is averaging 550 yards a game.
Yeah, as far as the Heisman is concerned,
Jesus Christ,
the guy who I would be most afraid to face in any of these games is the quarterback of LSU. Therefore, I think he should get the Heisman. But they're saying ESPN was saying otherwise last night too. They're saying it's the winner of this Oregon-Washington game will more than likely get it, which I don't agree with.
No, that's that. I don't think that'll happen. They'll both probably go to the New York. I think the two of them, Jaden Daniels, maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. goes. Carson Beck. I don't think.
You think they go five?
Yeah, I don't think Caleb Williams goes. I don't think he deserves to go.
No, he's not going for sure.
So I think Beck, Nix, Penix, Daniels. Maybe they throw a bone to Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't know.
I think they'll do it just to be like, oh, hey, we did put him in the conversation, even though he's going to the Hall of Fame in NFL probably. But yeah, he's the best wide receiver I've ever seen.
Like, he's the one guy that's put up huge receiver numbers
on a team
with a quarterback that isn't surpassing him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that's the difference for him. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, kids. We'll go through last week's wins and losses here real quick. We'll get to the sponsors and then get to this week's picks here. Ole Miss, Mississippi State had this. Again, buy that half a point, kids. It helps. That was another one, man. Spread was 10. Got it down to 9.5. And Ole Miss covered barely in the fourth quarter. Oregon versus Oregon State. We called that. It was a big win by Oregon there. They look really fucking good, man. This might be the best team in the nation at the end of it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if they win the national title. I don't know if they're
That's the only team I think can beat Georgia, to be honest.
Right, as of last look, last night, Michigan was favored to win the national championship. So if you can get Oregon at a good deal right now.
Michigan?
Yes. I think because easiest path, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Playoff. Because right now, they are the most likely team to make the playoff.
Correct. Yeah. So because if you're going to bet on a national champion, now's the time to do it. You got 2 days before everything gets fucked up. So if you believe in one of these teams like I do, I believe in an Oregon. I believe in Oregon can win the national championship. I'm going to put money on it. Next up, Texas Tech, 57-7. The fun thing about this game was watching Arch Manning. Finally got to see this kid. I stayed. My buddy went to Texas. He was at the game here, and he was texting me that the entire crowd had stayed in order to see Arch. Mm. Very, very impressed with that kid, man. Not only could he take off and was mobile, but he had zip on those fucking passes. There was a couple drop balls, and obviously he's playing with the B team there. But, man, I would love to have that kid. I didn't hear. You told me about the Mississippi State thing. Is that true?
No, it wasn't me that told you that.
Oh, who was it? Was it you, Delco, that he was at Mississippi State's campus?
I just saw a photo of him with Jeff Labby.
Okay. I don't know what's going to happen. Everybody and their mother, after watching him for a couple series, is like, please come to my university. Quinn Ewers is coming back. I can't get in the mind of a fucking college student right now making NIL money and what their decision's actually going to be. But for him to sit out a year looking that good for a couple series, I'd be hard-pressed to think that there's not a bunch of college teams trying to load up a $5 million payday to lure him away from Texas. Mm-hmm. Missouri versus Arkansas. Got this one right. They throttled Arkansas. What the fuck is wrong with this team? They're going back to Bobby Petrino now at OC?
Check it out. Arkansas has never been that good. And this is the state of existence that they are always in.
I watched them last year. I won a decent amount of money off them. Their quarterback was good. I don't know what happened.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.
Nice. Oh, their team. Quarterback who just entered the transfer portal?
Yep.
KJ Jefferson?
Yep. Did he just enter?
Yeah,
the dude. So I like that dude last year. He was good. He just didn't have any fucking help on that team. But he was kind of one of those Jaden Daniels who just made it all happen, and they had some good victories, and then it kind of got away from it at the end of the year last year. Did he not play this year, or did he?
And then he played. He actually sucked. He got hurt early in the Missouri game, though, which didn't help things. And I don't want to like totally shit on Arkansas. Their fans have like these insane expectations of them, like they could be the next Alabama or something like that. And the next Kentucky in basketball. Like, I think they're roughly on par with like Missouri as a program, which is like you hope for a 10-win year every 5 or 6 years, and you know,
competitive. They've got a crazy, crazy fan base, man. There's some parents of a kid that I used to coach. My God, man. Yeah, they're all in for Arkansas. They pray for them to be good every year.
I think the thing I've thought the most to myself since Missouri joined the SEC when interacting with other fans is, who do you think you are?
I know.
Like everyone.
I know. It's strange. Penn State versus Michigan State. We got that right. 42-0 there. Michigan State now has a new head coach. Who did they get over there?
Jonathan Smith.
From Oregon State. That's right, dude. That's a good hire there. I know they gave him 7 years.
I tell you, no, Oregon State's not bad.
I know.
Their own alum just left.
What are you going to do? They're in the Pac-2. They don't know what they're doing there. I think it's a good move by that coach. I feel bad for Oregon State. I mean, they got fucked in all of this. It's a good school with good fans. And, you know, the entire conference left and nobody picked him up for whatever reason. Next up was TCU Oklahoma. I did not see a 69-45 game, which is the highest scoring game in Big 12 in the last, I don't know, 80 years or whatever the fuck it was. But we did have Oklahoma winning this pretty big. But 69-45? Jesus Christ. Dylan Gabriel, 400 yards. Apparently he still thought he was playing for a Heisman.
He's not. Definitely not.
Iowa. Man, what a game. What a game this was. Last second field goal. They put 13 on the board. Came in at 10-2 there against Nebraska. At Nebraska, too, which is no easy feat, friend. I'm kidding. I don't know how this team keeps surviving on a field goal every week. The fucked up thing, Iowa fans, is I'm not going to completely shit on you because you did have a win taken away from you when that kid ran the fucking punt in. You actually should be 11-1. But they fucked you. So I think you took the under in this, which was 26.5.
You're goddamn right I did.
And it still didn't hit.
And you're goddamn right it didn't.
No.
There's no chance that either one of these teams are going to score points. Look at them. Iowa, Nebraska, fuck you. Corn, fucking get out of here.
Is the Purdy,
I don't even eat corn. Fuck corn.
Is the Purdy at quarterback for Nebraska any relation there to Brock?
This is his younger brother.
It's a Chalk.
Chubba.
And they both throw for the same amount of yards.
I'm sorry, his name's fucking Chubba.
Chubba Purdy.
What the fuck?
C-H-U-B-B-A?
C-H-U-B-B-A.
I'm calling the cops, dude. This is... He should be taken... I know he's 23 now, but he should be taken away from his parents.
Oh, that's great. Tulane, UTSA, we deferred to you guys on this. You were correct on that one. Next up was Georgia Tech. Got this one right as well. I said, hey, man, what the fuck does Georgia care? They don't. And Georgia Tech's been gritty all year. So, yeah, the spread was 14 on this, 14.5. That hook was the one that I told you got me over the edge for it. Got that one. Biggest loss of the day here was next up with Ohio State and Michigan. No need to rehash. What an awful quarterback McCord has been all year long. Washington versus Washington State. I was not expecting this game to be this close. Mm-hmm. We took it because it was a rivalry game, and they were getting a lot of points here, but... Man, this was the game that if you didn't watch it, Penix had to bury his fucking head, and he couldn't watch the last second field goal there, but that's what it came down to, a 42-yarder at the end. Washington keeps hanging on here. I think the most interesting thing to note is Ward, the quarterback for Washington State, has entered the portal, and there is currently a bidding war for him. It is reported that 5 different college teams have offered $1 million apiece for him to be the quarterback.
More of that coming both from Washington State and Oregon State until they figure out what fucking conference they're going to play in next year. Mm-hmm. If I'm a player on either one of those teams, I'm out. I'm in the portal today.
And the coach. If I'm a coach too, I'm gone. So,
like, figure it out, dude. Join the ACC. Dude, you got to do something. I know it sucks. I know this isn't how you wanted it to fucking go. I get it. But life is over for you. Move on, motherfucker. Like, you're fucking the kids over at this point.
Exactly. Next up was Florida State versus Florida. Rode with Florida on this one. I lost this game. It was 6.5. I covered. Florida State covered. It was in the end, in the fourth quarter, but Doesn't really matter. It was 15-14 going into the fourth, and they ended up covering, lost that game. Alabama-Auburn had this one right. This is another one that was 14.5, and just like Blues Traveler, the hook brings you back, and it brought me back for this one. Look, Auburn fans, I don't know. I don't have any words for what happened there. I still don't, and it's been, I don't know, 72 hours, whatever it is, at this point. The best video, if you can find it out there is an Auburn fan who was the last one in the stadium, and he's pretending to do the bleach, drinking the Clorox bleach video, and then jumping off the thing. But he's actually inside the stadium, and he's the last fan there. Really, really fucking funny, and it sums up the end of that game. I still can't figure it out. I watched it the other night. It was one of those instant classic games on ESPN2, and holy shit, dude. That kid, it felt like he had 10 seconds to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't believe it.
Because he did.
I know. I've watched that play like 4 or 5 times now. I still can't figure it out. They've got a name for it. They're calling it Gravedigger. Did somebody dig a grave or something afterwards? I just saw it in the headlines this morning. Just
I don't know, but those kids from Florida State got in trouble for trying to dig up the turf on the Gators stadium, or Gators field after they... You know.
Oh, after they won?
Yeah, after they won, yeah.
Yeah, the cops had to stop them.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of a tradition?
It is. We did it 1 year at Ohio State, but they were switching to turf, so it was like, oh, let's take it home with us. Unless you do something with it, it just dries out. I'm going to be honest with you. It sat in my fucking room for, I don't know, 6 months or whatever.
I would use it for my animals to pee and piss on.
Really?
Shit and piss,
That's
yeah.
That's a good one. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Next up was Kentucky-Louisville. I was shocked by the outcome of this. I lost this game. I had Louisville in this one, and Kentucky showed up there. It also made them bowl eligible. Congratulations to Kentucky, or whatever the fuck you want to say there. LSU versus A&M. LSU covered as well. Got this right. What were the final numbers for Daniels in this game? 11 carries for 120 yards.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 touchdowns passing, 235.
And 2 on the ground, too, right?
My God, dude.
Is that right?
No, he didn't have any on the ground.
Oh, that's right. That was last week. Yeah.
It was last week.
But he did have 120 yards rushing.
God, dude. What a fucking animal he was. Next up was Arizona State. I believe you guys called this back there. Delco and Bob did. I didn't touch any of this game at all. 59-23. Future's bright in Arizona. Who's their coach and what's going to happen there?
Jed Fish.
It seems they've held on to him.
Good for now. For now.
He's going to wait for that Florida job.
That could happen here in about an hour. So keep your alerts on if you're a Florida fan. Next up, Notre Dame, Stanford. They throttled him. Great win for if you're an Ohio State fan, I guess. They needed to stay in the rankings there. Next up was Iowa State, Kansas State. Shit, I didn't watch any of this game, and I was gone, and I didn't see it. So Kansas State lost this game to Iowa State.
Yeah.
And then Howard entered the portal after the game.
Yep.
He's getting pushed out anyway. They have a kid named Avery. That's the future.
I think he's like maybe the highest rated quarterback recruit they've ever got.
That Kansas State's ever had.
Yeah.
Oh, that Avery kid? Man, yeah. I like Howard. I watched 3 of those games this year. I had a lot of money on Kansas State this year.
Plenty of quarterbacks in the transfer portal right now.
No. But that Howard kid was fucking gritty. That Texas game in particular, he looked really fucking good, bringing them back by 3 touchdowns. He could be a good one for another college to pick up, potentially a Notre Dame, if that's what they're going to do now as the one in Dunsish. That's a good one for you.
He should go home, go to Penn State.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, shit.
He's from downtown.
Be a great one. Be a great one for Penn State. I really like that Howard kid, dude. Next up, look, this Oklahoma State team, Jesus Christ, man. I watched this game because it was fun.
Mm.
Went into overtime, didn't put any money on it. They came back and barely beat BYU in overtime here. Gordon, 166 yards and 5 touchdowns on the ground there. Is that the game plan for Texas? Just give this kid the ball 34 fucking times?
Why not?
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, so you have the ability to do that. The Texas defense is good. You have the ability to run that ball a little bit, and it just opens things up for yours. Yep. Makes life easier for him. Why not do it? Unless somebody can show you they can stop it. Especially, I mean, they're not going to have a problem doing whatever the fuck they want this week.
Right. Vanderbilt, Tennessee there. Didn't touch it. Luckily, it was 24.5, and they won by 24. Tennessee took care of business. Congratulations on a second positive season in a row. I love the fans and I love fucking partying there. I just want them to be good. I don't know if they will, though, under Heupel.
It's going
to
get worse.
I'm starting to agree with you guys on the Heupel sitch.
It's going
to
get worse.
I know. It's so fun there, though. Next up is North Carolina against NC State. Lost this one. Man, Mack Brown. What the fuck, bro? 39-20 in this? What happened to Drake May in this fucking game, dude? Jesus Christ.
What's his kid's name?
22 of 38. Two picks and two touchdowns?
Yeah.
That was supposed to be the first pick in the draft and the Heisman.
We had nine carries for 106, too. It's just like, I think North Carolina's got a bad offensive line, and he's running for his life, so he just decided to start running.
He's going to be a top three pick.
Yeah. Whoever his parents are, well, why didn't he take the money from Ohio State? I don't understand.
Whoever knows, man.
I don't understand it. You would have been guaranteed at number one. Guaranteed. And you would have won the Heisman Trophy.
Nah, Caleb Williams is going to be one no matter what. Drake May, though.
You think so?
Drake May is going to be three, and he's going to go to the Patriots, probably.
I could see that happening for sure. Next up was Clemson versus South Carolina. Rivalry game. You know more about this game than I do.
This is the ugliest version of this particular game I've seen in a long-ass time. Like, South Carolina will win this game from time to time, but it hasn't looked this bad in a very long time. Clemson looks like shit.
Rattler had 112 yards and a pick. I know he didn't have any help. That line didn't do him any favors.
Yeah.
I hope he's got another year. I would love to see what that kid's going to do with just one more year. He did look good last year.
What he should do with another year is go to a different university again.
And he might.
But he's already been to what? This is his third, right? Or is it just second?
Second.
Just two.
Yeah,
second, right. I was at Oklahoma. I'm with you. I would transfer if I were him
there. He's a senior, but he played the COVID. He had a redshirt year in 2019. His COVID year was... He played the whole season, but he's got an extra year of eligibility.
At this point, I just assume everyone has another year.
I know.
Yeah.
I really like the coach of South Carolina. I'm not sure what happened to this team this year at 5-7. I thought for sure they would go to a decent bowl game and end up ranked this year. I was incorrect in that college football prediction.
You know, they had a lot of
the year started.
They had a lot of momentum late last year. People are still pretty high on Shane Beamer. I see no reason. I'm higher on Shane Beamer than I am on Josh Heupel. And Josh
Beamer is a good coach.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
It's only year three. South Carolina is again one of those schools where it's like, this is not Bama, it's not Texas, it's not fucking Ohio State. Like, this is a middle class program.
Yeah, but their fans think differently. Same with Arkansas. It reminds me of Arkansas fans where you're like, hey man, you realize where you are, right? And in the state of South Carolina, if I'm a recruit, I'm still going to Clemson. Like, that's just more cachet right now with Dabo Swinney there.
Well, it depends, right? If you're a skill position player and they don't have room for you, or if they play a different style of football than you're used to.
Yeah, then you can slide on down.
If you're a defensive lineman, you probably go to Clemson. If you're a linebacker, maybe not, right? I don't
right.
know.
Liberty was up next against UTEP here to close it out for the week. We were all in on Liberty here.
Perfect season.
Are they out of the bowl? They don't get to go to a bowl game, right?
No, they go to a bowl game.
Oh, I thought they were on a ban, or was that the other team? Was that JMU?
Yeah, but that ban is lifted now because there aren't enough bowl teams.
Shut the fuck up. Was it really?
Necessity is the mother of invention, my
friend.
There
you go. Congratulations. That's awesome. All right, let's get to the sponsors here. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Go to Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. Sign up. It's free. It's just a private group. You can see all the bet slips. I'm going to have a shit ton for this weekend because this is a fucking blast, dude. So all of them will be from MyBookie. All the odds we read today are from MyBookie.com. Over at ESPN Bet, they're taking the money if you have a push in that, which is complete bullshit. Don't go to that goddamn website. Go to MyBookie.com. Use this promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit because this is a fun weekend of gambling all the way around. Next up, we got DrinkingBrosTickets.com. I'm looking at some of the ticket prices here. Ooh. Say you are a Liberty fan, want to go to that Liberty game on Friday nights and their championship game, the CUSA, Conference USA there, $30, Friday night, go get fucked up. If that was in my town, I would do it just to do it for $30. I mean, shit, you're going to pay more to go see Napoleon in IMAX. I'd go for this. Fuck, that'd be a blast. All tickets are available for college football, NFL, rodeos, concerts, you name it. That's DrinkingBrosTickets.com, including like stand-up comedians and shit like that. Last but not least, if you're going to any of these games, you're tailgating any of these games, grab a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer right now. Damn it, I'm hyped. for this weekend. That SEC championship is pricey, friends. So if you're going to the tailgate or whatever, can't get in there. We're in 300 stores in Georgia. Alabama, you'll probably be watching it at the bars there if you're not at that game. Tuscaloosa, Ramajama, we're in there right now. The official seltzer next to the stadium, as well as Corks and Tops and that Shell station on 1405 University Boulevard there. Florida State, if you're down there, raging, dude, because let's face it, the game's in Charlotte. So you're probably not making that drive, I would imagine. We're available everywhere there. So you can go to Total Wines. Total Wines the easiest. We're in all the Total Wines in the Southeast, Georgia and Alabama and all the Piggly Wigglies and all that fun stuff. And then, yeah, if you are in North Carolina, let's say you're driving over from Wilmington. So stop at the Total Wine in Wilmington. Grab a 12 and drive out to Charlotte. It's a quick drive over there. That's going to be a very, very fun game to watch in person. All right, let's get to this week's picks, shall we? We'll start off with Delco and Bob, because this is your world. You guys know about these teams more. New Mexico State at Liberty. This is Liberty minus 10.5. Who you got here on Friday night?
All right. So they've already played each other. Liberty picked up the dub. New Mexico State's been all over the map. But Jerry Kill, something about it. I like it. Give me the 10.5. Give me New Mexico State and the points.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob, where are you at?
Nah, Liberty's gonna keep fucking stamping exclamation points on their season. They're gonna dump in points. Liberty covers.
Can they improve a bowl by winning here? I'm not familiar with the conference USA.
Their only options are to win or lose. So they would, I mean, they would get a worse bowl if they lost.
If they win, and I think Tulane loses, they could get like a New Year's Six bowl, maybe.
Yeah, they would have the best resume.
Well, then they should blow them out. Then if you're playing for that,
you got to.
They would not
run up
the
points.
Resume.
Same as Texas, they're run up the points. Resume,
but yeah,
their fucking schedule's ass.
They would have the highest ranking.
But it's fun though, isn't it?
It's fun.
And imagine if you know they get into the Liberty Bell or the Liberty Bowl. Like that would be
shit if they got into the Liberty Bell.
Wow.
Bring that motherfucker, yeah. Put a bigger crack in it.
Be awesome.
Then you'll know, right, know. That Jesus is real.
Sure.
Because it's a fucking, it's a religious school, right? Isn't that Jerry Falwell
sure
school?
Sure.
We hate
sure
on
is.
Queers, and now we play football. Hell yeah. Yeah.
Undefeated, dude. See what hating gays gets you?
That is kind of, I mean, their entire marketing strategy. It's so awesome and funny because it's sports watching, I guess, right?
It is, because their basketball team's actually pretty good, too.
It yep. is. So it's like, all right, you know, like you look at the school, and you're like, all right, they do hate queers, but... Damn, that boy can sling the ball. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, that's a good football team.
Yeah. They'll never have a player coming out on that team. All right, next up,
what
Friday
you mean,
night.
Coming out of, like, into the draft or?
No.
As a Gaylord.
As a Gaylord.
Oh, yeah.
As a Gaylord. You're going to have to keep that real quiet, buried down way deep. And so you're going to have to Hugh Jackman that shit, come out about it at age 60. This is the best Friday night game. Oh, man, this is awesome. This is Oregon at against Washington. Forgive the at there. This is in Las Vegas. Whew. Man, Oregon minus 9.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
Yeah, I got Oregon. 9.5. I think they're going to fucking blow them out.
I do too. The irony of this spread is I had them winning by 10 points in that last game. 10-14, depending upon if that motherfucker went for that field goal at the end of the half for no reason landing. I don't really get it. So I think hopefully this guy's learned his lessons here. But I'm in on Oregon minus 9.5 as well. I think they put on a fucking display.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fun to watch, dude. If you believe the ESPN guys and Fox Sports and all those bullshit guys that this game is for the Heisman Trophy, that just adds another element to this. But
and also don't like we obviously have a gambling sponsor, MyBookie. ESPN's got their own gambling stuff now. This 9.5, you may want to take it down to 9. That's a reasonable thing to do to make like just to protect yourself against a push if it's a fucking 9-point game. ESPN keeps your money on a push. Whereas it goes back and MyBookie goes back into your account. If you push, the bet's off. That's usually how that works.
The other part too is I had a big teaser on Sunday and I won it. Mm. One of the games was a push, and all it does is take a little money off your card, but you get to keep the rest of it. So it was supposed to pay at $1,100, and it came back at $880, I think. Great, I still won $880 fucking dollars off of that, and so did the audience. So, dude, that's why a push matters, especially on teasers and all that other shit.
Yeah, I mean a push just like. You keep your teaser, it just lowers the odds for it a little bit. You still get some, you can still win money that way. On ESPN, I don't know how it works with their teasers, if they even do them, to be honest. Oof. It's pin gambling, and they obviously don't know what the fuck they're doing, dude. They've run through three companies in fucking 5 years.
$10 billion was what they paid for ESPN. And then Saturday morning, starting off early for us, because this is 11 here. This is local. The game is local. Oklahoma State at Texas. This spread just jumped another half a point here. All right, we're at 15.5. -15.5 for Texas. D'Anthony, who you got?
Yeah, I'll take 15.5. I think Texas, I mean, you got to think about it this way. Texas does, they will have the benefit of knowing what happened in the Oregon-Washington game. If Washington wins, Texas is in a better position. But I think if Oregon wins, Texas, so I might wait until Friday night to make this bet. But if Oregon wins, I'll take Texas -15.5 because they've got to blow Oklahoma State out. Yep. But if they don't, I don't think there's anything Texas can do if Washington and Florida State win, to be honest. I mean, the committee's not going to leave out. As much as I would, but I don't think Florida State belongs in that game. I don't think there's anything about the CFP that's going to allow a conference champion undefeated team not into the CFP.
Right, and just this is purely for gambling's sake. The Florida State game isn't till at night. So Texas watching the game the night before, they're going to have to pour on the points here. So you'll know that at least before the Louisville-Florida State game. So they're going to have to play for something big if Oregon ends up beating them. And they're going to have to pour on the points, which is why this spread keeps going up here. For me personally, man, I think with Leach, he's a weird coach. I actually like this Oklahoma State team up until the UCF game. That fucking game, man, not only did I lose a shit ton of money, but if you would have told me that they would have lost by 40 fucking points to an unranked UCF team, like, I can't figure it out. And they didn't look great last weekend against BYU either.
I think Leach is kind of a cocksucker, right?
Gundy.
Gundy.
Forgive me. R.I.P. R.I.P. Leach. Yeah. Sorry.
No, Leach was a man amongst men.
He sure was.
Just the weirdest dude of all time, and everybody loved him. I think everybody loved him.
I apologize.
Gundy's kind of a cocksucker, so I could see him not even caring about that other game and only caring about this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you, if Washington wins, I'm probably going to take Oklahoma State with the points. Just because there's no reason, there won't be that extra impetus for Texas to go blow them out.
Right. I'm gonna ride with Dirty Gundy to try to keep this close somehow. I think Texas will win this game.
I mean, you could tease this up to fucking 28.
Oh, you sure can. Half, but so. Look, I think Texas will win this game. But I'm still taking the points in Oklahoma State. Bob, the other day on Monday Morning Recap, you talked about sprinkling the money line on this for Oklahoma State. It's not a bad idea.
It's 4-1. I have a strong, just sort of like gut feeling Oklahoma State wins this game.
Why?
I think I said in Monday Morning Recap, revenge for the Big 12. They already beat OU mm-hmm. and knocked OU out of the championship hunt.
Also, Texas is incompetent, right?
Steve Sarkisian.
For a very long time, yeah. They've been incompetent.
No, they're not incompetent this year, but you have to factor in
coaching.
They are leaving the Big 12. And who is officiating in this game?
There you go.
The Big 12.
Sure are.
And another thing to realize, too, is like this is it's not a nothing game for Oklahoma State. Like, they have nothing to play for. A conference championship is a big fucking deal.
Sure is.
And also, yeah, like just and I don't think I don't know how the fan layout is going to be. But like, I imagine Oklahoma State's going to show out fan wise for this game. Dallas is full of every Big 12 alumni imaginable. Yep. It's sort of the capital of the Big 12, the old Big 12, I should say. And Stillwater's not that far away. My guess is it's going to be a decent amount of Oklahoma State fans there as well. Oklahoma State's going to have their blood up for this game. They can still, I mean, this will be a great season if they win the championship.
I agree. And it'll put you at 10-3 for Gundy. 10-3 and a Big 12 title.
And a New Year's Six Bowl. They get an auto bid to the New Year's Six if they win.
I mean, that's a fucking great year as a coach.
That's
there.
A raise
if
right
you take
there.
All,
sure is.
If you take all the dogs, they're only doing 7-point teasers for this.
Are they?
Yeah. but if you take all the dogs and a 7-point teaser, it's 3-1.
Did you?
Michigan is the one that fucks that up because I think they're going to beat Iowa by fucking 75 points.
I know. I agree. All right, Georgia versus Alabama. This is Georgia -6. The spread has also gone up. No, since the week started here. Was it five? And then 5.5 as of yesterday, and now it's up to 6.
It's back down.
Wow, it is? What is it at right now?
I think so. Hold on, let me look. There's just a lot of gambling happening right now. So there's it's going to be somewhere in the 5 to 6 range by the time you guys look at it, I'm sure. But I think it is. I think it's 5.5.
Hang on, did it go back
down? Yeah, it's 5.5.
5.5.
But it's currently moving. It just flashed and moved a minute ago when I was looking at it.
I just refreshed my page. You're right. You're right. Wow. There's a lot of money on this shit. Let's go, dude.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Sure is, dude. Sure is.
Speaking of that, Joel's working on singing. We have a very special Christmas release this year.
Okay. What is it?
Christmas carols.
Okay.
You'll see.
Who you got in this one? Georgia at -5.5 against Alabama.
Yeah, Georgia. All day.
Yep. Look, I'm with you there. I know it was a rivalry game last week. I didn't think Alabama looked that great. I don't know that they've played anybody as close to Georgia other than Texas. You and I were at the Texas game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things would have shook out a little differently, I think, if LSU's quarterback was healthy for that second half there or the fourth quarter. For that, I'm going Georgia -5.5 there. And Atlanta's obviously right there. It's an equal drive, though, by the way, for each. Birmingham and Athens are right there. And I think Georgia advances. They're the one seed again. It will be 13-0 for, what, the third year in a row? God damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's nuts. All right, next up is SMU at Tulane. This is Tulane -3.5. They got a lot to play for here, but I'll defer to Bob and Delco on this one. Who do you guys got?
First off, love the over.
Over 47.5.
Yeah. SMU dumps it in. Their defense is kind of mid, so I think we're going to get a lot of points here. I think that's a weirdly low over-under. You could probably get – I like the SMU team over, too, whatever
Tulane
it's going
to
be.
Tulane has a decent defense.
I know, but they'll still score. SMU will still score. I'm taking the SMU upset here, baby. I've been riding with my ponies all year.
Woo! All right.
Nah.
Wait, is that what they are, the ponies?
Yeah.
Pony Express.
The Pony Express. They're the Mustangs, but
yeah, – Oh, I see. Okay.
I got a dope logo. I like it.
If Liberty switched over to the ponies, then they could probably get away with a little gayness, right?
Sure.
Or that would help rehabilitate their image.
Yes.
If they're bronies.
The bronies.
Shit. But then you got to pay a licensing fee to my little whatever the fuck it is.
I don't think you do.
MLP.
I don't think they own bronies.
MLP?
Uh-uh. I don't think they own it.
Who
you got, Delco? Oh, go ahead, Bob.
Green Wave.
All right.
In terms of logos, by the way, this is the best logo game maybe of the year.
I don't like the Tulane.
What?
The logo.
I don't know what a green wave is.
Pull it up.
This is one of the best logos in college.
Is it like the dirty ocean?
Yeah, this is one of the greatest.
Is that what the point of that is? Like, the levees are broken. Here comes the green.
Exactly in all of sports.
The
really.
Algae covered fucking water in Louisiana.
Look at this thing. It's awesome.
That is pretty funny.
It's
to
just
be
a wave trying to fight you.
It's a wave with a greaser haircut from the 1950s.
He's going to shove you in a locker.
All right.
He's going to start snapping.
All right. You talked me into it. I'm okay with it.
How bad would you freak out if a wave with teeth just started coming at you?
It's just, if you're a player on the field and you look at that on all the helmets over there, do you take it seriously? You know? You take it seriously.
It's unfortunate that the water is green and the hair is blue. That's bizarre to me. I got to be honest.
Well, have you seen the water down there?
It's mostly brown.
It's not great.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Nobody likes a brown uniform.
No, they sure don't. Wyoming's uniforms are gross.
They are gross.
Next up, Michigan against Iowa here. This is Michigan -21.5. This was higher in the week, too. This was 24.5 originally this week. It's dropped 3 points. Not really sure why. Maybe that they're going to think that Michigan just doesn't care. They win, they're in. It's not like Iowa can score more than 15 points. So
yeah. Maybe. I mean, if you're Michigan, you definitely try to get an early lead and then put your running backs and your quarterback far away from danger somewhere.
All of them have had injuries in the past. I agree with you. If you're up big at halftime or in the third quarter, take out McCarthy, take out Corum. And Donovan Edwards and live for another day there because you're already in. Just win the game. It doesn't even matter if it's by 7. For that reason, I don't take that. However, I take this over at 35.5 because I think Michigan will achieve it on their own. It would not surprise me if Michigan is up 35-0 at halftime.
I got to pull out my trusty little fucking calculator here. Hang on a second.
It's probably a 42-7 game is what my guess is that's what's going to pull up
for you. Well, no, because 35.5 is the over, bud.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So what are they saying? Michigan's only going to get 28?
Yeah.
I don't think so, man. I think Michigan is going to fucking nuke them.
Tell me the stats again. Hold on.
35.5 is the over-under in this one, and Iowa is averaging 15 points a game.
35.5 is the over-under, and the spread is 21.5.
Mm-hmm.
That is a 29-7 game.
Yeah.
I'll take the over.
Yep.
I think Michigan will score 30.
So do I. I'm with you. Now, Bob, if that first half exists at 0.5, I'm going to take that as well. A field goal.
Yeah, I feel like the odds
on that. If it's
0.5. The team.
For Iowa?
Yeah, hang on. I'll look right now.
Because if that's what it is, I'm in on that. Like, a field goal will get it done, and that, just as a gambling junkie, will fucking get me through the first half of that game, and I'll watch it as if it was the Super Bowl.
Here is my advice on this. Now, our college basketball show will be starting after bowl season, like it does every year. And in college basketball, we love unders. We love to watch the incompetence of college basketball players dribble off your foot, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Bet the under, because it's going to be more fun. It's going to be more fun to root for incompetence than it is to try to will Iowa's offense to sudden competence.
I can't root for a team to score 0 points.
Iowa money line.
I can't do it. I'm an over fucking...
It's plus 1,000.
You should absolutely sprinkle Iowa money
line. Yeah, do it for the lulz.
No, I don't do that. It's
burn your
retarded
money.
Whoa, so $100 would pay $1,500 then? Holy shit, dude. That's fucking funny as shit. Do they have a first half here?
Just bet $20. Get a, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, just to do it. Let's see.
1,050.
I like the race to 10 points here. Iowa's at plus 675. I mean, even that's a fucking monster right there. Oh, God, that's so great, dude.
Game props.
Yeah, let's look at game props on this fucking thing.
Highest scoring half, first or second. I don't care about that.
They usually add these on Fridays, so check back in on Friday for that first half over. Mm. That would be.
There's a bunch of weird alt lines. Over 22.5 is minus 950. I might take one of these overs, these alt overs. Over 40.5 plus 150.
So here's a weird one. Michigan in the alt line at minus 34.5 pays off at 350. So it's 3.5-1 odds there. I think they'll win by 35 points. I think I might take that. Go to Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook. I'm going to put some weird shit up there.
Michigan minus 28.5 is 2-1.
It's not great.
That's not bad, though. Eh. I think they'll do that.
I do, too, but it's that 28.5 is what's doing it. Is it 27.5? It's only plus 165, so fuck it. But I pray, Bob, that that's true, and they drop that 0.5 for the over-under, I'm all in on that. Even if it's a 2.5, I'm in. Let's go. I think Iowa gets a field goal on something weird. Just something weird happening. All right. This is the one that's probably going to tear everybody apart here at the end of the show. Louisville against Florida State. This is Florida State minus 2.5. Who you got here, D'Anthony?
Got to check these odds. See what the value is.
I'm all in. I'm going to drop 500 on Louisville in this game.
On the money line?
Yeah.
So minus 2.5 is minus, or I'm sorry, plus 2.5 is minus 110, and then money line is plus 115. It's marginal, the difference between those two. Yeah, I mean, I think Louisville will probably win this game.
Let's see here. Yeah, plus 115 for the money line. I'm in. I just think Louisville wins the game outright. Mm-hmm. And it's, by the way, Florida State, it's just simply because of your quarterback, Stitch, nothing more. Otherwise, I'd take Florida State in this one. You guys were pretty goddamn good with Jordan in there, but he's gone. Since the last one of the week, who do you got there, guys? Delco and Bob.
I'm Louisville. I've been on Louisville the whole time. Louisville's going to win this game.
Yep.
I think the college football playoff would prefer that, but you know what? Just for absolute chaos and for people to get really mad and cause, you know, the most controversy, Florida State wins, Alabama wins. Let's do this. undefeated Florida State gets left out of the playoff.
Could you imagine, dude? If both of those things happen, it would be just absolute chaos, dude. Absolute fucking chaos. But in real life, though, are you putting money on Louisville or Florida State?
Neither.
You're not betting this game?
Yeah, I'm betting Louisville money line.
I am too, yeah. But Delco's not. Okay. And then they do have a spread for Army-Navy that is out right
now.
Who
cares?
On my bookie. Well, we do, because we bet on it every year. What do we bet on, kids? The over-under. The over-under in that game is 29 points. Taking the under yet again there. What are they hoping for? They're a 17-13 game, probably? That's exactly what they're doing. And then Army is actually favored in that -2. That's in Boston. Thanks for tuning in, kids. Hop on over to Drinking Bros Podcast on Patreon. We'll be live there in about 15 minutes. If you're heading to one of these games, go to drinkingbrostickets.com. If you're gambling on all these games, obviously go to mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I'm all in on all these games. I'm going to lose my entire account this weekend. I have a feeling. Or win. I had a good Sunday last week, terrible Saturday, whatever. And go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Championship Week Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.